students are either in school or about to go back to school next week. And we want to, at the Department of Health, we want to remind parents to make sure that their adolescents are up to date on their immunizations. And we've just gotten recent data from the Centers for Disease Control looking at some survey results that they have for Minnesota and letting us know where we stand with some adolescent vaccination. And what we see is that for the tetanus diphtheria pertussis vaccine, or the Tdap vaccine, we're doing really well. We're almost at 91% of our students have had that vaccine. For the meningococcal vaccine, we're at nearly 84%. So we're doing really well there, too, because we made really good strides from the last measurement. But the vaccine that we're struggling with is the human papillomavirus vaccine, or the HPV vaccine. And girls were at 45% and boys were at 22%. And so that's much lower than we want to see for that vaccine.
Do you really need to see vaccine rates that are similar to the others? Is that right?
Our goal certainly is to make sure that, or CDC's goal, I should say, is to make sure that everybody's above 80%. And so obviously for Tdap and for meningococcal, we're doing very well. But for HPV, we have not met that goal yet.
Can you talk a little bit about the importance of HPV? Because we hear it in terms of, I think, potential cancer, right, for
right.
females, but there's a risk there for males as well. Can you inform us on that?
Certainly. The exciting thing about the HPV vaccine is that it does prevent multiple cancers. And so both for women and men. And so we want kids to get vaccinated. And the vaccine is recommended at about 11 to 12. And part of that is we want to make sure kids get protected before they've been exposed to this virus, as well as the fact that that is an age when their immune system is particularly responsive to the vaccine. Now, I know that because spread of human papillomavirus is associated with sex, a lot of parents think, oh, I don't want to go there. I don't want to think about that for my kids. But I think what we want to kind of emphasize is that this is a vaccine that can prevent cancer later in life. And so by making sure that kids have access to it at the age when it will be beneficial and their body will respond well, we want people to take advantage of that.
Now, let's talk a little bit about if a parent is not sure whether their child is vaccinated, has all these vaccines, or they're up to date and so on. Where can you is the best place to get that information? Is it at your primary health care provider?
Yes. Parents, if you have a primary health care provider, you certainly can check with them to see has your child received all the necessary vaccines. And for adolescents, that is the Tdap, the HPV, and the meningococcal vaccine that we've talked about, as well as influenza vaccine, which we recommend for everybody over 6 months of age. So you can certainly check with your health care provider. And the reason that that's best is because then if you discover that your kids are missing something, you can just set up an appointment to get that taken care of. So that's probably the best way that you can check on their status.